So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara looked to explain why an Ani is chayiv when he placed an item into the hand of the Baal HaBayis, even though a hand is not a dalar dalar. The last explanation the Gemara gave was that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe, who holds that you don't need a dalar dalar for a valid akira anocha, based on the principle of kluta kemisha huncha. The Gemara now questions this interpretation. Ha'itmar Allah, Rav Shmuel d'amrit havayu, loy mechayiv Rebbe el b'shus ha'yachid mekur. But Rebbe was only speaking in the case of Zark Mishus HaRabim, Mishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid Be'emtza, where he threw from one Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim through Rishus HaYochid. Only in the Rishus HaYochid that has a roof does Rebbe say that you don't need a Dalad Dalad. And the object is considered at rest in the airspace because we say, basic command Mal Yadami. The house is considered as if it was filled with something, and therefore the item is halachically resting on that something. However, in an unroofed area, Rebbe does not subscribe to the principle of Kul Tikka Misha Huncha, and the object is not at rest until it actually rests on the Dalad Dalad. Now, since our Mishnah also discussed a case where the Baal HaBayis places something into the hand of the Ani, who is outside in the Rishus HaRabim, which generally is not roofed, therefore we're back to the original problem of an invalid Hanacha, because a hand is not a Dalad HaDalad. Elam Reb Zeira, Ho Mani Acheir Mi? Reb Zeira answers, perhaps our Mishnah follows the opinion of Acheirim, the Tana who says, if one throws something in Rishus HaRabim and someone else catches it, the halacha depends. Omad b'mkoyim b'kibul chayiv. If the receiver stood still while catching it, the thrower is chayiv, because he did both the akira and the hanocha by practically putting it into his hands. Okar b'mkoyim b'kibul patur. If he has to move to catch it, the thrower is patur because the hanocha is attributed to the receiver, not the thrower. We see from here that Achim consider a hanocha valid in the hand of the receiver, even though his hand isn't for tzvachim by for tzvachim, by virtue of the principle of klutu kemisha huncha. Now the Gemara rejects this answer and says that this is not necessarily so. V'dilma hanocha hu delei b'in ha'akir b'inan. Perhaps the principle of klutu kemisha huncha is sufficient only for the hanocha, but an akir must come from a complete stationary position and therefore requires a dalar dalar. Therefore, a Mishnah which validates an akira from the hand cannot be reconciled with the pinya of akir. This distinction was made in the previous daf regarding Rebbe Akiva. Therefore, the Gemara looks to redefine the case of the Mishnah. Omer Baba, Masnit Nikoin She'okar Mitraxel V'Nich Agav Mitraxel. In the Mishnah scenario, both the Ani and the Baal HaBayis are holding baskets that are 4x4, and that's why there's a valid Akira and Anocha. But the Gemara rejects this too. Miktani Traxel Shabiyadi, the Mishnah does not mention baskets. It clearly speaks of putting things into each other's hands. Finally, the Gemara says, the hand of a person is as significant a place as a makam dalad dalad, an area 4x4, and therefore it is considered a valid akira and anocha. Rabbi Yochanan also taught this principle, that the hand of a person is as significant as a makam dalad dalad. With Rabbi Yochanan adding, zarek chayfitz v'noch b'toch yodei shel chaver chayiv, that even if he threw an object and it landed in his friend's hand, he's liable. The Gemara explained the novelty of this added teaching as follows. We might have thought that only where he threw it to the other person does the recipient's hand have the significance of a mokam dalad dalad, because his intention of it coming to rest in the recipient's hand is what gives it significance. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan teaches us that even when his intention was not necessarily for the object to land specifically in the recipient's hand, the hand nevertheless has the significance of a mokam dalad dalad in and of itself. The Gemara now refers back to that which we learned earlier. If someone threw an object in the Rishus HaRabim and the receiver ran to catch it, the thrower is patur because he did the akira only and the receiver did the anocha, each did only half a malacha. If so, boy Rabbi Yochanan, zark chayfetz, now, if one threw something in Rishus HaRabim and he, the thrower himself, ran to catch it, is he chayiv? Do we say that shnei koich is ba'adam echad ka'adam echadami v'chayiv? Since one person did both acts, the akira and the anocha, he is chayiv. Or idilma kishnei b'nei adam dami apater? Or could we possibly say that since he intercepted it from landing where it would have landed from his original action of the throw, and therefore the akira and anocha are disconnected and are considered as if two people did it, and therefore he is potter. Taker, the Gemara leaves the question unresolved. The Gemara continues. Amr Bav and Amr Biechnan, Hichnes Yodoi, L'toy Chotzer Chaveir, V'kibul Me Geshamim V'hitzi Chayiv. If one extended his arm into someone's yard, a Rishus HaYachid, and collected rainwater in his hand, then brought his hand out into the Rishus HaRabim, he's chayev for itza. The Gemara asks, why is he chayev? Mali hitin chaveroi, mali hitin shemayim, iuloi over akira. Why is this different from the case in our Mishnah, where the Ani extended his hand into the Rishus HaYachid, and the Baal Bais put something into his hand, and then the Ani then brings his hand back into the Rishus HaRabim and puts it down, the Ani's potter because he only made anocha. Here too, since it rained into his hands, he made no akira, only anocha. The Gemara answers, Loitei makibul elakala. He did not merely hold his hand out without any action and receive the rainwater. Rather, he collected the water with one hand into the other hand, which constitutes an akira. However, the question is, from where did he take this water? Vabein akira me'al gabi mokam arba. An akira must come from a mokam dalar dalar. After several attempts to answer this question, the Gemara concludes, Ela amar Rav, kugoyin shekolat me'al gabi guma. Rav says, Rav Yechon is referring to a case where someone scooped some water out of a hole in the ground. Although you could argue that this is not an akira from a stationary position, since it took from the upper part of the water, which is floating on the lower part of the water. However, the Gemara explains that it's considered one body of water, which is resting on the ground of the hole it's in, making it an akira from a stationary position from a mokum dalar dal. The Gemara then moves on to discuss another halacha which Rabbi Yechonon taught. Amr Avin, Amr Beloy, Amr Rabbi Yechonon. Hayitoyin oichlim umashkin. If someone picked up food and drink in the Rishus HaYachid with the intention to move it to another location within that Rishus HaYachid, but then change his mind, and decided to take it out to the Rishus HaRabim, he's not chayiv since the original intention was to move it in a permitted way. In order to be chayiv, the general rule of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah requires that the akira be done with the intention to do a malach. However, if at some point he stopped in the Rishus HaYachid and then began walking again, since by then he had already decided to take the food out to Rishus HaRabim, then he's chayiv, because starting to walk from a stationary position is considered nakira. However, Abaye qualifies as halacha. Amar Abaye, v'hu sh'amid lafash. Only if he stopped to rest is the resting considered to be a new akira from a stationary position. But if he only stopped lekosif, to readjust the load on his back, that is not considered stopping. And therefore, when he begins to walk again, it is still connected to the original akira, which was done without a meleches machshavas. Therefore, he wouldn't be chayiv for taking his load into Rishus HaRabim.